Yeah, so this is a fairly new event for us. It was actually started in British Columbia as a physical event that people could go to. Since the world is now virtual, we're able to offer the Ride of Hope to people right across the country, and not just in Canada. We actually have some people registered in England to participate in the ride this year, which is really cool. So like all of our events, it's a non-competitive event. There's no fundraising minimum. There's no registration fee. It's open to people of all ages and abilities. Really, all you need to do is have a bike and have a helmet to wear so that you can ride safely and get out there and raise money for cancer research.
So why did the Newfoundland and Labrador branch of the Terry Fox Foundation want to get involved in this?
Yeah, so it's something that all the Terry Fox Foundation offices and in all the provinces have taken on as an initiative. So we're trying to promote it in each of our provinces. And certainly here, it's just another way for people to get involved in raising money for cancer research. As I said, you know, people of all ages can do this. One of our top fundraisers actually is a 5-year-old girl in Nova Scotia. So, and she's committed to ride 20 kilometers on the ride day. So, you know, if a little girl can, you know, make that commitment and get involved, there's no reason why all of us, you know, can't get involved. And certainly, you know, I'm realizing in the last few months as I'm starting to promote this that, you know, cycling is really big in our province. So just trying to get the message out there to all the cyclists, whether they're competitive or whether they just like to, you know, go for a ride after work, that here's an event that they can get involved in and they can help raise money for cancer research.
And you mentioned Ride Day there. So when is Ride Day and how will it all work?
Yeah, so the event is scheduled to happen on July the 3rd, but because, again, the event is virtual, you can go on any day and time that you want. And people get to choose where they go. So if you want to go just around your block, that's fine. If you want to make a big commitment, like Juno in Nova Scotia did, and ride 20 kilometers, you can do that too. So it's really up to each participant to decide where, when, how, with who. The big thing we really want people to do is just visit our website and register. So it's terryfox.org. Click on the Get Involved tab there and it'll take you to a page to be able to register for the ride.
And how many people are you hoping to register just on the outset?
Yeah, we'd love to have, you know, our goal was 800 people right across Canada and around the world. So, you know, there's still 3 weeks left to register. And we know people typically leave things to the last minute. So another reason to get on and spread the word today. So please help us reach that goal and help raise much needed funds for cancer research.
And on that note, why is it so important to keep this kind of stuff up and keep these, you know, these rides, these walks going, all in support of cancer research?
Terry's ultimate goal, as we know, was to find a cure for cancer, and we've come such a long way in the 41 years since he did his Marathon of Hope, and we've raised $850 million, and a lot of cancers are curable today, but we haven't reached that ultimate goal yet. So we just need to continue to raise funds and continue to do research so that one day, hopefully, you know, the word cancer will not be in our vocabulary and people won't be suffering. And certainly here in Atlantic Canada, cancer cases, you know, are the highest per capita in Atlantic Canada, right across the country. So, you know, it's very personal for us here in our province and in Atlantic Canada. So lots of reasons to get involved. We all know people who have suffered that are suffering today. So you can ride in support of them, dedicate your ride to them, and just raise a little bit of money to support cancer research.
And is there anything else that the Terry Fox Foundation here in Newfoundland and Labrador might be doing over the summer in terms of fundraisers?
Yeah, so our annual run, of course, comes up in September every year. So it's the second Sunday after Labor Day every year. It doesn't change. And the run will be virtual again this year. So this year it's September 19th. So you can register again on our website, terryfox.org, for the run, for the ride. And there's also a trek that they do in BC. So they actually call climb Mount Terry Fox. So if people are into hiking, you can actually sign up for the trek as well online and do that virtually here in Newfoundland. So lots of different things going on, lots of ways for people to get involved and support cancer research, as I said.
And Kirk, just one final time, one final plug, how can people register and get involved for the ride?
Yeah, so it's terryfox.org. Click on the Get Involved tab and you'll be a button, very easy registration process there. Once you've registered, you've got your own fundraising page to promote to your friends and family to donate. They get a tax receipt immediately when they make a donation. So, yeah, please check out that page. Encourage others to sign up. As I said, there's still 3 weeks to register and do some fundraising. So any support you can give is greatly appreciated.
Perfect. Kirk Leach, thank you very much for this.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.